This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 446 for Wednesday, June 23rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are stronger on Wednesday as increasing temperatures on the prairies and a lack of sufficient rainfall drive up prices. The old crop July contract jumps to the daily limit of $30 per ton at $772.30 per ton. The new crop November also hits the daily limit at $737.90 per ton, as does the January contract at $739.60. Strong gains in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed are providing support to canola. Declines in Chicago soybeans and meal, as well as a stronger Canadian dollar, are trying to temper those increases. The dollar is at 81.29 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 80.93. The weather in the United States continues to make itself felt with ongoing drought conditions across most of the northern plains. There are reports that the North Dakota wheat crop could be lost, as it's unlikely any rain can help it now. With severe dryness, wheat yields on the northern plains could drop by up to 20 bushels per acre. Then to the south, the U.S. winter wheat harvest is delayed by rain. Yields are said to be very good, but protein levels are poor. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says there's a private sale of 330,000 tons of soybeans to China. Delivery is to be during the upcoming marketing year. A poll by Reuters pegs the 2020-21 corn production in Brazil to be about 93.9 million tons. That's well below the USDA's call for 98.5 million tons and CONAB's projection for 96.4 million. With tightening corn supplies in Brazil and in the United States, ethanol production in both countries is widely expected to decrease. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Wednesday. The most heavily traded November contract is down 2 cents at $13 per bushel. August soy oil jumps 1.75 cents at 60.67 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal pulls back $8.80 at $354.50 per hundredweight. Corn futures are mixed on Wednesday. While there are gains in old crop July, the September contract is down 2 cents at $5.51 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the September contract up 6 cents at $365.50. Wheat futures are on the rise Wednesday. Chicago September gains 9 cents at $6.64. Kansas City September rises 15 cents at $6.21. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September jumps 21 cents at $8.04. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, June 23rd. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.